I heard the enemy tell me. Anybody here ever hear the enemy? I suggest you don't pay any attention. Hey, man. Because I've had the enemy tell me, well, you know, you don't need to preach on this again. Well, he's afraid. He's scared because if you'll listen to what I'm saying today, you'll walk free from everything the enemy has tried to do to you. I know this to be a fact. Will you go through trials? Oh, yeah, you will. Yeah, you will. But many are the afflictions of the righteous. But I bring that. I put special emphasis on the answer, not on the problem. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. Let's give the Lord a big hand clap. Amen. He said all of them. All you do when you get in the middle of that fire, just start saying all. All, Lord, you said all. Isn't that right, Jeff? Amen. And Satan is the accuser of the brethren. Boy, when you're being accused of something, boy, that's just fires got up. God laughs at their calamities. Because whatever evil they try to put on them, on someone else, that evil's going to come on them. Whoa. Praise the Lord. I started out last week. My main emphasis was out of the book of Matthew. Turn with me to the 12th chapter of the book of Matthew. And I want to show you some things that we had already talked about and bring us, kind of float us into where we left off last Sunday. Because I believe in ministering in series. The Lord's led me to move in this series on specific subjects. And one of them that I want to go into here for the next several weeks is words. Words. And I don't know if you know this, but words are powerful. Hallelujah. Especially to those who find it. Amen. And I don't know, several of you wouldn't have had victory this week had you not declared victory in those areas. Amen. And I want to go into the 12th chapter, and I'm going to start up real quick here. In verse 34, and I'm going to read real quickly here because I want to move on, but you're going to pick up to what I'm saying here. O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? Now notice it says speak good things. If you have an evil heart, you can't speak good things. I'm telling you, the enemy is going to have his way in your life. You got to make sure that your heart is right towards God. And if it ain't, you got to clean up that area and allow God to move in that area to get you set free. Can everybody say amen? O generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. For out of the abundance, you know, Satan tries to tap into the life source. When? Is when you least suspect it. Or a situation that you're off guard and it offends you and it bothers you to no end. And you get upset, and immediately the enemy comes in and begins to use your mouth. And that's when he does the dirty work. If he can get a hold of your mouth, he's going to produce some things that you don't want produced, especially if you speak out of the will of God. Amen. The Bible says Satan seeks the precious life. You know where the precious life is? It's in your heart. Jesus said, protect your heart, for out of it flows the issues of life. Amen. And the releaser, or when you go to a pipe and you want to release gas or oil or water, you turn that valve. Well, the tongue is a valve catcher. You take that gun, that tongue, open that vessel, boom, out comes the material. That's exactly what this word is saying to us today. Because I would believe that God would have you understand this and perceive it and receive it in your heart to the max. Because whatever you measure is going to be measured to you. Because the spirit is subject to the prophet, not God subject to whatever he thinks you should have. It's up to you. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. For out of the abundance of an evil man's heart, evil things come to pass. I'm going to pick up here in verse 35. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. So if you're caught off guard and all of a sudden you're spewing out stuff you can't believe you're saying. Do you ever feel like you're beside yourself and that's not really you and you're over here going, Does that mean you're not a believer? No. You need more word in abundance, more peace allowed in your life to take control. I noticed the peace that's on Jeff today. The joy of the Lord is on him. He's going to go to court and somebody's making big accusations against him. Amen. He went to court, had the word of God out in front of him. He knows where the victory is. Amen. He spoke that word, prayed in agreement with several, called me up that morning, and I had a word and said the glory of God will be in there. That was what it was. You know, everybody smiled. Couldn't even find out why. Do you know when God's presence come in somewhere, it always makes men happy. That's one of the attributes of God. Happy is the man that finds God. Happy is the man that trusts in the Lord. You know why? He got his answer. He got what he was trusting the Lord for. I'll tell you what, I got a hold of that stuff out of Psalms, and I'm telling you, it completely set me free. I'm telling you, have I been through some things? You bet it. Have I brought them on myself? You bet. Amen. But I know the one that forgives. And I know the blood of Jesus. And I know the word that when you confess the word, he's faithful and just to forgive us. Amen. I've learned as a child, a good child, that when I'm wrong, I'm wrong. That's part of growing up. You got to understand that you're not right all the time. Just because you got saved and filled with the Holy Ghost and you speak in other tongues, you've had the gift of the Holy Ghost operating in you. But there's times you are wrong and you need to admit it when you're wrong. That's where the healing comes in. That's where the deliverance comes in. And believe me, I have been wrong. And so have you. Don't look at me with that guilty look. You did it, brother. Well, so did you. Amen. But you know what? We're not talking about us. We're talking about him. Amen. The Bible says, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Isn't that right? Lift him up where you're not. Lift him up where you're not. Hallelujah. When you're weak, say you're strong. Let the weak say they are strong. Let the sick say they are healed. I don't know when the body of Christ is going to get a hold of that, but you better get a hold of it. I'm going to tell you. Let the poor say they are rich. Bible comes, he became poor that you might be. And the Bible says that he has made us rich in all things. Well, does a brand new pair of pants mean that too? If that's what you need, if it's your light bill, if that's what you need, if your kids are being saved, that's what you need. Stand on the promise of God. The Bible says that he will not forsake the righteous and that the seed of the righteous are blessed. And you declare and decree by the word of God that your family is saved even though they're out there doing drugs and doing what they're doing. You're putting boundaries on the devil because you're declaring that Satan can no longer have them. Hallelujah. That's a word to you, Mary. I don't know why I just said that, but I just said that. Amen. You have had brokenness in your life to every way you can imagine. But I'm going to tell you something. God is on your side. You're on the winning side, and there's victory in the camp. Things are going to change, and they're coming. They're coming. Can you say they're coming? In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I don't know why I said what I just said, but the Holy Ghost does. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Can anybody say praise the Lord? Thank you, Jesus. Turn with me to Proverbs. I got to bring this up. Proverbs, the fourth chapter, and I think this is probably one of the most important things I'll say this morning because you need to tend to the word. The Bible says, tend to my word. Tend to my word. Everybody say, tend to my word. The problem is that we don't tend to it. Like we should. And I'm not being negative or critical, but I can say that about myself. Amen. How many know that Satan can get you or the world can get you so caught up in everything that's going on around you, you don't have no time for the word. I'm telling you, make time for the word. I couldn't have time to read, so what I do? Turn on my CD. If I didn't have a CD, I have to have the word. I gotta have it in the abundance of my heart. I have got to have the word. Cause I know where my source is. And I can't allow the enemy catch me off guard. Well, I'll go to reading here. Hallelujah. The fourth chapter, I'm going to start up here. I did want to start at 26, but I'm going to start right up here at 20. It says, my son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. We need to say what God says and nothing else. No, I mean, if you feel sick, you feel sick, but you don't have to accept it. And you can come together in agreement and declare healing. Amen. And then when you do that, that's it. It's done. It's cut off. It's done. Everybody say it's done. Let them not depart from thine eyes and keep them in the midst of thine heart. Notice he says heart. When you keep the word of God in the midst of your heart, the Zoe life of God is going to come up in your spirit, man. I've had that. I'll tell you what. You ever had confidence come up in your spirit and you knew you had to say something? And what you're believing God is the time when you should say it. Because when it happens, all heaven and earth moves. It's right back to the principle of Mark 11:22. That whatsoever things you say unto that mountain, be thou removed and be thou plucked up and cast into the sea, and believe it with his heart and says with his mouth, he shall have whatsoever he says. Amen. When you get that faith presence on you, that's the time to start declaring things. Amen. I don't care if you have 100 people or you have one. That's the time you declare it and you get loud about it. You get it out loud. Amen. Hallelujah. That's the law of Genesis. Everybody say the law of Genesis. God created the heavens and the earth by what he said. Amen. Isn't that right? The Bible says that the Spirit of the Lord hovered over the earth. And the earth started out, it was dark and without void. But when the Spirit hovered over the earth and the words were spoken, they produced life. Everybody say amen. That same principle is going to operate in your half because your born again spirit is just like God's. Amen. Hallelujah. And you can declare and decree things in behalf of God's will for your life. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. If you want it to happen, you're going to have to do this. I don't want to blow your bubble if you haven't been doing it. But if you ever want to come out of whatever you're in, you're going to have to do it. Amen. And quit being lazy on the Word of God. Hallelujah. Passivity in the name of Jesus has to leave this room in Jesus' name. Apathy has to leave this room in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And I'm determined within the next few weeks, I want God to raise up a evangelistic team that's going to go out in the streets and start evangelizing. If I was kidding you, I wouldn't be up here saying it. Yeah. Amen. Well, let's give the Lord a big hand clap. Amen. So anybody that gets that excited about what I just said will be the one that's responsible about doing it. And you know what? I believe that's what God's called him to do. Someone has to get out there and do it. And you know what? Pastor backs him up 100%. How many back him up 100%? Don't tell me whether he knows or not. The Bible says that if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. And lo, we are ambassadors the minute you get saved. And you don't have to worry about what you say because the power of the Holy Spirit will be on them because he's going out there in the name of Jesus. Yes, it's important to read the word. Bring your Bible. Bring your sword with you. You can look it up. But when you go out in the highways and the byways and lead people to the Lord and tell them about the delivering power of God, the anointing will be on you so strong you won't believe it. The anointing is out there stronger out in the fields and the highways and the byways than they are in the church. Now the anointing operates in the church for his people to keep them free from what the enemy's trying to do in their life and to receive a rhema word from God. The fivefold ministry is for the very purpose to raise us up and be mature in Jesus to go out with the full armor of God. How many are for that? You better do it or else. Anybody here want the or else? But notice what it goes on and it says. It keeps right on the same check. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh. Everybody say health to all your flesh. If you're sickly in body, get into the Word of God and meditate it day and night. You will see the miracle workings of the power of God move right through your spirit. Well, I don't know, Pastor. I tried that before. It didn't work in 3 days. I tried it for 2 weeks and that didn't work. Well, that's why it's not working, because you keep saying it ain't working. But it will work. The Bible says, meditate on thy word day and night that you may prove what that holy and acceptable will of God is. God wants you to prove it. He doesn't want you just going around saying, well, I believe in healing. I believe in prosperity and go out there and be the poorest guy in town. Now, there's nothing wrong with being poor, but I'll tell you what, even if you're poor, you're rich in God. Hear me? You'll get more supernatural delivering power of God being where you have nothing. Because you never say you don't have nothing when you have something when it comes to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You have everything the Lord wants you to have. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And notice it says, for they are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. See, and if you get offended and all of a sudden you begin to spew out words that are negative and critical, guess what? Them words are going to war against you and everybody else that you're talking to. And it might just put a curse on you. That's why Jesus said, protect your heart, for out of it flows the issues of life. God wants to trust you with more anointing in your life, but if you don't have your tongue trained and you don't speak things wrong things at the wrong time, when the anointing's on you, you'll cause havoc. Because I don't know if you know that when the power of God's on you, whatever you speak is going to happen. And if it's negative, it's going to create chaos. I don't know whether I should accept this word today or not. I've heard this before. No, you better check your own heart. Because the reason why you're not walking free from some areas is because you don't want to walk free from those. You're going to have what you focus your attention on when it comes to the Word of God. It says here in verse 24. Now, if you don't believe this, just rip this page out of your book. Amen? Because that's what you're doing. Put away from thee a froward mouth, perverse lips put far from thee. It brings me to that scripture in the book of James. That's right. Amen. Thank you. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Now, how are you going to get all your ways established? When you prove that God's right. I love it when I can prove God is right. Especially with my life. I hate it. I get mad when I see the will of the devil taking place in my life. I'm mad at the devil when I don't see my kids living the way they should be living. Not because I'm a pastor, but because I love my children, I want what's best for them. If I thought that standard had to be, I would have quit being a pastor a long time ago. It says, ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. Isn't that right? Okay, then let's go to Proverbs, the 18th chapter. 18:10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous runneth into it and is safe. Isn't that right? Okay, turn with me then. If that's so, turn with me to Ephesians, the 4th chapter, the 25th verse, 4th chapter. Can everybody say amen? Wherefore, putting away lying, speaking every man the truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down on your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Okay? Let him that stole steal no more. In other words, you shut the door to the devil. I found out that I don't need to get angry anymore, and I'm glad that Jeff said what he said, because that's just about when I was going to read this scripture. Amen. Isn't that right? It says, and let him that stole steal no more. See, when you don't get moved by your emotions and your feelings, and you only speak the word only, especially if somebody comes out and tells you you got cancer, you immediately don't accept it. Amen. And you immediately declare that it's in violation of the word of God. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor working with his hands that thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Hallelujah. Now notice 29. You need to underline all of this. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. That's including to the lost. I can tell you that I have grieved the Holy Spirit from time to time. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Isn't that right? Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Now, I'm not picking on individuals. You might think, well, you're just pointing the finger at me because of what you've seen and heard. No, I see myself make the same stupid mistake, amen? Notice what he says, and be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God has in Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Now, when you get in a situation that something comes against you and it violates you, you move in the Holy Spirit and you move in the God's love. And what happens... You ever heard the word in Proverbs that says a soft answer turns away wrath? I have done that. And I'll tell you what, right when they deserve it, you go up to them and tell them, I love you, whether it's sister, but I love you, brother. And what you just did, you know, it hurts, but you know what? I love you in a way. And whatever I can do to make things right, I'm going to do it. And if I don't have power to do it, God's going to give me grace to do it. Amen. Guess what? That person will go, and you know, who knows, you might get that person saved. You know why? Because they see the love of God. And that love of God will touch them because they ain't used to that. They're used to somebody getting up in their face and just letting them have it. And they know they deserve it. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, if you didn't get them saved that day, down the road somewhere, they're going to be saved. Because the Bible says that love conquers all. And you need to allow the love of God to be perfected in you. That's right. That's right. Love gives all victory in every area of your life. Perfect love casts out fear. I learned a higher law. There may be everything coming against you, but if you're in the perfect will of God and you're walking in the love of God, there's coming an answer. God is love. God doesn't just have love. He is love. Amen? And I remember I learned this because, you know, some of the things that may be coming to you, you're only going to climb over unless you allow the supernatural to take place in your life. And I found out that I can have everything through the love of God. I put my guard down. Anybody here need to put your guard up? Only when it comes to the enemy. But when it comes to loving, you don't have to put your guard up. You just let it flow. Amen. And guess what? You'll be smearing it all over everybody else. And they'll get it on them, and pretty soon they'll get it on someone else, and they don't even realize what they're giving it. You ever done that? Hey, I walked in rooms, and everybody in the whole room just changed. Like he said. You know, and they don't know why. But when I started to talk to them, they submitted to it. They heard what I had to say. Because the room was changed. God's light was already in there. His presence was in there. But it opened the door for me to speak the will of God and present His goodness and His grace. See, when He says to give, minister grace to the hearer, that's the time you need to minister it the most. I put out more fires by doing what God told me to do in that situation than trying to fix it myself. Amen. Just because I felt like I had a right. Well, bless God, they're not going to do that to me. What are you talking about? They already done it. The problem is you got your pride in line and you thought you didn't deserve that. Since when did you get so righteous that nobody can ever do anything wrong to you? Just because you got saved? Excuse me? When are you going to let that stuff just roll off the back your back like water? I'm sorry if it hurts, but, you know, God can heal your hurt. But at least you'll get saved. Amen? Turn over with me to James, the book of James, real quick. I'm already out of time, and my mouth is so dry. Whew. I know it, Gary. Hallelujah. I don't know. There's so much in here. I don't think I have enough time. I'm going to say a couple scripture, and then we're going to close for the day. Okay? Anybody get anything out of this? Amen. I'm going to read a couple starting from the first verse. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. James chapter 3, verse 1. I thought I said that. Did I say that? Book of James, third chapter, verse 1. Amen. I remember when I got the revelation on this chapter. I'm telling you, how many here want to walk in divine health? Get a hold of this. I don't care what you feel today. Divine health is better than having to get healed. And just because you come up here and have hands laid on you to receive healing doesn't mean you're not spiritual. You got to look at it from both angles. You hear me? I don't want nobody not coming up here because you think you're some spiritual dynamo. You need to come up here. If there's an issue going on in your life, you need to come up here and agree with us. Amen? Bible says, confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The same word means delivered. The faults doesn't necessarily mean a certain sin that you're committing. It's things that doesn't line up with the Word of God. The problem is when we walk in such turmoil and unhealthy situations is because we're not dealing with it. Things won't change until you confront it and deal with it. I've been guilty, if that makes you feel better. Amen. Can I close now? Did y'all receive anything? Amen. Hallelujah. Let's stand up in the presence of God.